Buenos dias. This is Your Mind Ranting. Hope you guys are doing well today on the 6th of May, 2023. Happy late Cinco de Mayo. Hope you guys are nursing your hangover and you made the most out of this wonderful, wonderful U.S. drinking holiday. I don't think most people even know or care much for the actual meaning of Cinco de Mayo. Obviously, it's to celebrate and commemorate the Mexican victory in the Batalla de Puebla. And I think just a small region of Mexico really celebrates it. I mean, it is a very important date to that region. But I think in the grand scheme of things, in terms of like Mexican history, it's really not that big of a deal. Somehow, here in the States, we've adopted it to become an official U.S. drinking holiday. And I think the only other holiday that has a distinction, correct me if I'm wrong, is going to be St. Patrick's Day. I've heard somebody say that Dia de los Muertos, Day of the Dead, is also considered a drinking holiday. But, I mean, hey, leave it up to us, right? Us Americans, to make somebody else's regional like holiday be turned into a festivity of drunkenness and stupidity. But I'm not gonna judge you guys. I hope you guys made it safely and that you're nursing your hangovers, or if you didn't drink, hey, more power to you. All right, so for today's episode, I kind of wanted to bring this up. The internet is full of bullies and cunts and dickheads. Okay. It's because of those people and a various amount of factors that in 2021 we've had 40,646 suicides. It's because of them that there have been 1.2 million suicide attempts. Okay. I just have to be the one to ask, I mean, what drives these people to act this way? Is there still a need for a bully? I mean, does human nature deem a bully to be necessary? I mean, look, there have been some very egotistical people who speak out of line or they speak out of character. And sometimes some bullying, unfortunately, needs to be done. So maybe, yeah, there is a point for those kind of people to be around. It's only when I'm just trying to wrap my head around this idea that they're there to break down the weak, or to break down things that may seem abnormal to them, that it drives these people to want to take their own lives. And it's very upsetting because I have to find the breakdown of what percentage of these kids are, especially high schoolers or young adults, are committing suicide. Actually, let me see. I'm reading up on the CDC website, the suicide increases in 2021 after 2 years of decline. Maybe the pandemic and being shut down in our offices and in our homes might have bred some chaotic amount of mental disorders or mental health conditions that unfortunately have not been checked out. So there's been a larger increase among males than females. And then the largest increase in the rate of suicides occurred among males ages 15 to 24. Okay, wrap your head around that first number. 15 years old. Okay. Just think about what you were busy doing when you were 15 years old. You were busy, you know, trying to make it through high school. You were, you know, hanging out with your buddies still. You kind of are looking for your identity of who you want to be. And along the way, sometimes you might have faced some fucking douchebag or some sort of asshole bully. Now, a lot of us might have just, you know, stood up to our bullies. I certainly fucking did it. A lot of us just kind of brushed it off, or we just, you know, sunk, we just kind of stuffed it in and just, you know, went about our days. And unfortunately, that made of bread, like, that might have turned into, you know, resentment or, you know, unhealthy amounts of anger. But unfortunately for, you know, some of our classmates, they were a part of this glaring statistic. So, you know, the fact that they're 15-year-olds that, you know, get this thought in their head that, you know, suicide is possibly the only relief of pain, the only way to save themselves, is just, it's just god awful. Especially hearing that, you know, some kids will just end their lives, you know, using a firearm. A firearm death is, it's pretty gruesome. If you're using a 12-gauge shotgun, it just, it's gruesome. Okay. And I want to apologize for, you know, some of the topics that are being mentioned in today's episode. Listen, if you are in dire need of some help, and please, please never think that, you know, you're alone. There's people out there that are willing to help you. I know this is quite sensitive, but, you know, at this point, more gun control, you know, is turning me into somebody that's just like saying enough is enough. Where the hell is the reform for our mental fitness or for our mental health? Why is it that we are okay with statistics like this? 47,646. Yeah, it's a relatively small number in terms of the population, but that is 47,646 lives that we could have saved. That is a lot of doctors. That is a lot of lawyers. Those are a lot of podcasters, a lot of artists, musicians, astronauts. There are important people in that statistic that unfortunately are not with us. Those are 47,646 families that have been affected by some sort of idiot bully. And the sad part is that these anti-bullying zones or these no bully zones in schools don't really do jack shit. Just something to kind of give, you know, the parents a peace of mind that their kids are okay, that their kids are safe. I know I brought up gun control once again, but I mean, the only reason I bring it up is because, you know, our mental fitness and our mental health are still considered jokes. And unfortunately, 47,646 people don't think it was funny. They did not think it was funny at all. And unfortunately, they lost their lives. And, you know, once again, I don't know why human nature decided that bullies were needed to this day. maybe, as I mentioned, are they meant to strengthen the weak? Are they supposed to be there so that the weak know that their lives will never be peaceful? I want to wrap my head around it. And, you know, why we still play power games in 2023, you know, is beyond me. But then again, we can't really change, I guess, hundreds of thousands of years of human nature. I mean, but still, this is getting kind of out of hand. And I don't know what else to say. I guess just the people that we vote for just don't give a shit. Maybe it's not in, you know, their list of priorities to take care of the mental health of over 50,000 people, or a little bit under 50,000 people, and many more. I don't know if this number is expected to rise. I hope it hasn't, and I pray that it doesn't. But, you know, my prayers will only go so far. I mean, are there any real reforms that we can implement? Maybe we could teach a mental fitness course, being able to deal with bullying. I would love to get, you know, some survivors of, mental beatings or, physical beatings, teaching these courses. I mean, yeah, let them get their certifications, right? But I would love to hear, success stories of people that were bullied and, driven to the point of, depression, but, that they were able to bounce back. I want to hear, implementations or initiatives like that. And this kind of also goes back to this, me going and hearing that TEDx talk about the guy that almost became a mass shooter. And I'm like, I wish somebody was there for him. I wish that there were some sort of initiative where, bullies could be chopped down and just, made human. Some of these people who attempt suicide, especially in that age, it sucks that, that they didn't learn that their bully was just someone that was lost, someone that was scared, someone that was like them in many ways, but decided to go a different route. And I wish that they knew that they could have been all right had they had access to a course like that. And I know this is gonna, it's gonna sound weird, but I don't really care for the whole toughen up philosophy as much anymore. I thought I did. A lot of people will say, well, they're putting something in the food or they're teaching these kids to be soft. But I mean, even if they are, whatever your personal feelings are, there's no way that bullying should make sense. Name calling or, shit talking somebody, that it's going to happen. But, bullying really should really be broken down and made into something insignificant with the help of mental health professionals or with people who can attest to having survived bullying. And like I said, I wish those people would have been, given proper care. But, they're stronger than me for sure. And hopefully they can make an impact if something like that could be implemented in schools. That'll definitely be more powerful than a fucking flyer that says anti-bully zone for sure. They're just as useful as, gun-free zones. All right, so that got a little bit dark and a little intense. As I mentioned, you know, quick warning, this is a very sensitive topic. My heart goes out to these kinds of, you know, these kinds of people. It sucks because you know, you might have had friends or, you know, family members that, you know, have attempted suicide, so you know it hits close to home. I mean, the fact that 1.24 million people are committing are attempting suicide is just mind-boggling. That's a staggering number. Okay, I guess what you guys want to say, that those 1.2 million people aren't tough enough. If you are, I mean, shame on you. Maybe it's just the overconsumption of internet. Maybe it's just the inability for them to cope with the real world. I don't. There's so many various factors as to why these people want to, you know, take their lives. But let's kind of stop going after guns or, you know, anything that really won't do much to save these people's lives. It sucks because some of these guys might not end up wanting to commit suicide, or they just want to take as many lives with them as possible. And then finally, you know, get their lives taken away via suicide by cop, or they just, you know, end their lives after, you know, hurting and maiming a bunch of innocent people. I'm sorry. I know I went into another rant there, but yeah, this is just a really, really sad topic. This is a topic that does hit kind of close to home, especially being a victim of bullying and not understanding how to, you know, control my feelings and having a very weak emotional resolve. So hopefully that didn't ruin your hangover. Not that, you know, anybody really likes to go through hangovers, but yeah. So we'll go ahead and wrap up today's episode with that. We'll go back to our regularly scheduled episodes throughout the week, Wednesdays or Fridays, or maybe both. Just that the week did get past me and it was a little chaotic, so I do apologize, but this will be released later today. So, as always, guys, thank you. Take care. Follow us here on Spotify. We also show up on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever else you listen to your favorite podcasts. So, from me, Stark, Bucky, and we also have a new family member, Logan, a beautiful, beautiful red and blue beta, and Kitty, which is a mystery snail. We here at This Is Your Mind Ranting wish you a wonderful weekend, and we'll catch you guys in the next one. Adios.